What's up, guys? This is Scott from the Iron Legion. This is episode 225 of Strong the Iron Will Way, official podcast of the Iron Legion Strength Company. So some exciting news. This is episode 225, and I am still recording on my phone directly into the app from my Jeep. So obviously a lot of production quality to be desired. But I'm excited that somebody, Mr. Mike Roven, reached out to me, a client at the studio, at the gym, who's an AV guy, and he's going to help me make this thing sound and be much better. So I'm excited for that. So I'll keep you updated on how that's going soon. But for now, we're going to continue in the app on the phone from the Jeep. Hard top is still on from winter, so the noise will at least be minimal. But what I wanted to talk about today was a concept that's nothing unique to me, for sure. It's just something that maybe what I call it is different from what other people call it, but I think lots of people have talked about it, but it was on my mind today as I was listening to some other podcasts. So I call the concept All In. And I'll explain what I'm talking about and how in what kind of reference I'm thinking of it. So I was listening to an interview yesterday and this morning of Dorian Yates, who was a six-time Mr. Olympia, maybe one of my favorite bodybuilders of all time, primarily because of his attitude, mindset, and work ethic. But he was talking about what enabled him to be successful. So in order to be Mr. Olympia, you have to have the right genetics to develop the kind of body it takes to be a professional bodybuilder, much less the best bodybuilder in the world. But that's not all that it takes. You can have the best genetics in the world, but if you don't have the work ethic and discipline to match it, there's no possible way you can become Mr. Olympia. Now, you can have the work ethic and dedication without the genetics, and you won't be Mr. Olympia either. So you have to have both, and Dorian had both for sure. So one of the things he talked about was there was a bodybuilder named Flex Wheeler who was competing at the time, who had arguably better genetics than Dorian, meaning he was more genetically gifted to have a Mr. Olympia physique. His body was just naturally developed in a way that was maybe more suitable than Dorian's. But, and this was kind of well known, so it wasn't like Dorian was bashing this guy. Flex did not have the work ethic that Dorian had. So, what does that mean? That means Flex wouldn't train as hard as Dorian. Now, it doesn't mean he didn't train hard. He wouldn't train as hard consistently, right? Meaning that Flex would train hard for a couple months and then take a month or two and fuck around. Train hard for a couple months, take a month or two, fuck around. You know, stick to his diet, not stick to his diet. Just a little bit more, probably like a normal person, right? Where Dorian had this incredible mental ability to just stick to every workout was fucking hard. He never missed. Ate on his diet, you know, like it was his job, because it was his job, and just didn't even entertain the idea of not eating what he was supposed to eat. Now, whether that's being strict in terms of what he's not allowed to eat when he's dieting down for competition, or forcing himself to eat, you know, 6-7 times a day to get the monstrous number of calories he needed to build and maintain the kind of muscle mass, that's very hard to do. So it's easy to get lazy and not eat enough when you're a bodybuilder trying to put on muscle size. That's probably the biggest challenge for most bodybuilders in the off season, is literally eating enough to keep up with their weight training and put on the kind of size they're looking to do. For him, it was never an option. And to be the best bodybuilder in the world, he had to, which all high level athletes or high level anybody has the ability to do, is shut everything out so he could focus solely on that. So a lot of things suffered as a consequence. Personal lives, any effort outside of that one thing, most people who are at that extremely high level, whether it's you know, Bill Gates, some kind of business person, or if it's Dorian Yates, some kind of if they're going to be that 100% focused on one thing, being the best athlete in the world, being the best business person in the world, other areas are going to suffer. It's just the way it works. You can't not be the best bodybuilder in the world and have time to focus on relationships and reading and growing a business, and it's just not how it works. To be the best in the world at something requires all of your focus and energy go into that thing. So that would be the concept of all in, right? The ability to focus 100% on one thing. Now, my definition of that kind of philosophy is a little bit different, because I think, well, for most people, we're not trying to be the best in the world at something, right? We're trying to be really good, great, excellent at something, but maybe not the best in the world, because we do want to have some balance, right? If you talk to most people who are Olympic athletes or particularly gold medal winners, they'll tell you that they spent 20 years of their life at this sport and did nothing else, and everything else suffered. And sometimes that's okay, and sometimes it's not okay, right? It depends on the person's perspective after the fact. But for, I think, for myself and for most people listening to this, you know, we're not willing to go to zero in all those other areas just to be excellent at weightlifting or business or whatever. You know, I'm not willing to sacrifice my relationship with my kids to be a powerlifter or a bodybuilder. I'm not willing to sacrifice my workout schedule in order to be a successful businessman. I'm not willing to sacrifice my family time with my kids and my wife in order to be a successful businessman. I still want to be successful at all of those things, right? For me, it would be my personal workout lifting stuff. I want to excel at that. I want to excel in business, and I want to excel as a dad, as a husband, right? So how can I do all those three if I can't put 100% focus into just one of them? Well, the way to do that, in my opinion, and this is shared with other people much smarter than me, is to be all in when it's time to be all in that particular endeavor. So what I mean by that is, where most people, I think, struggle in any area, and again, this doesn't mean you have to have your own business. You know, this is something that Andy Frisella, who I follow a lot, talks about. You know, not everybody's cut out to be an entrepreneur. In fact, most people are not cut out to be entrepreneurs. And that's not a negative thing. It's just a different, there's a different mindset and the way that you think and approach business, life, whatever, when it's developing your own ideas in business. But even if you work for somebody else, you can still achieve very high levels of business, and most likely that's the better route, because most entrepreneurs are not successful and don't succeed. So when I talk about business stuff, it doesn't mean you have to have your own business. It just means you want to kick ass at your job, you want to achieve high levels of success in whatever it is that you do, okay? Or in your workouts, or in your family life. Where most people struggle is they want to achieve that same thing, but they can't separate them. So they end up doing diluted versions of all those things in the goal of being successful at all of them. They kind of mix them all together. So I'll explain to you what that means. So it's very common for anybody in my world who has their own business and is developing their own business to think about it all the time. It's just something you can't turn off. And because you have this drive to be successful, you want to continuously be working on it, whether you are quote unquote at work or not. You know, right now I'm driving to see my son's second grade class is on a field trip, and I'm going to chaperone. So I'm on the way there and I'm recording this. I'm thinking about work. The rub for the entrepreneur, the people who are growing a business, is when to turn it off, right? How to spend time with your kid and not be checking your phone every 2 seconds, right? Not be responding to emails while you're on the field trip, right? And here's why that's a problem. Because it feels like you're being productive, right? It feels like I'm doing both things. I'm able to spend time with my kid and help out at his school, and I'm not slacking in my business. But in fact, my kid looks over and sees me on my phone and doesn't feel like I'm there with him. He thinks I don't care about what he's doing, that I'm more interested in my phone. The email that I'm responding to, or the task that I'm trying to attend to on my phone, I'm probably not doing a great job at it. I mean, I'll get it taken care of, but it's probably not as well thought out as it would be if I answered it at a time where I was sitting at my desk focused on work. So this is the same person that is in between sets. And by the way, I have been guilty of all of these and still am at times. The person who's in between sets, checking email, responding to Facebook posts. And again, in the name of being efficient and not wanting to miss out on anything, so you're trying to do all these things at the same time. That's a recipe to do a crappy job at all of those things, and ultimately not be successful, as successful as you could be in any of them, and more importantly, not have the enjoyment that you should out of all of them, and also not just do a great job, to tell you the truth. So my approach of all in is different. My approach of all in is whatever it is that you're doing. So for me, it's those three things. It's going to be family stuff. It's going to be workout stuff. It's going to be work stuff. Be all in at the thing and leave the other two alone. Because what happens also then is when you just, so let's say I'm going to use today for example, I'm headed out to this field trip. It's super tempting to me, for me to be working while I'm at the field trip, right? I could sneak off and record a motivational video. I could sneak off and record some, write down some Facebook posts. I could definitely sneak off and respond to some emails or text messages regarding the business. And that way I wouldn't feel guilty for being at a field trip on a Monday when I feel like I should be working, right? That's my own kind of head trash. I had to skip my workout today because I'm going to be at this thing, and today's normally my squat day, and I had to push that to tomorrow. So what I'm going to do today, instead of what I just mentioned I could be doing, is I'm going to record this on the way there because this is dead time when I'm driving, and I do feel like I can be productive and use the time for business. When I get there, I'm going to put my phone away and use my phone only to take pictures or record videos of the kids. And I'm going to try to be in the moment and be all in at my job today, which is to chaperone the kids and make sure they have a great day. And more importantly, to make sure that when my son looks up to see what I'm doing, that I'm not in my phone, that I'm actually involved with him and watching what he's doing and not missing things he's doing because I'm just real quick checking my phone, just real quick checking this. Anything that comes through my phone from a business standpoint today can wait, okay? I have a business meeting phone call at 2:00, so I'm going to leave the chaperone situation at 1:45, get in my car and take the call, not at the park while I'm halfway trying to fucking throw a frisbee with these kids. I'm going to go into the car and switch back into business mode, and I'm going to be all in on that call so that I'm present and I'm aware of what's going on. And then I'll go back and pick up my kids after school like I do every day and click back into parent mode. Tomorrow, when it's time for me to get my workout in, I'm going to make sure to be all in on that workout. So for an hour and a half, I'm going to not look at emails or Facebook posts or anything on my phone that's not related to my workout. And I'm going to give my brain a break from the constant multitasking. And this is, I meant to talk about this earlier, but I got distracted. If I'm able to only focus on my workout for an hour and a half, first of all, the brain does not love multitasking. It can do it if it has to, but it really prefers one task at hand. Some people more so than others, but me definitely. So if I can just focus on training and force myself not to think about business stuff, not to think about family stuff, I'll obviously be more effective in my training. But also, when it's done, I feel like I've kind of earned the right, for lack of a better word, to then focus on work or focus on family because I got the workout out of the way. And then I can take it off my list and put it aside. With, let's say, family and work stuff, when you are doing half and half, so let's say you're like supposed to be with your kids, but you're kind of half working, you don't feel justified ever that one has been done so well that you can do the other one, if that makes sense. So for example, if tomorrow, because today was like a dedicated family day, if tomorrow is a dedicated work day, and I really focus 100% on work and crush it from 8:30 in the morning until 2:30, and get out all the business stuff that was on my to-do list for today, and I get that done tomorrow and tomorrow's stuff, if I get that all done, I feel 100% justified to turning off the phone, closing the computer, and spending the afternoon with family and kids, or going to do my workout and focusing 100% on that. If I did a half-assed job of working tomorrow because I feel like I should be cleaning up around the house and doing family stuff at the same time, oh, and I'll work out in the middle of that work time, but I'll check emails while I'm resting so I can be productive. When it's finally, quote-unquote, done, and it's 2:30, time for me to go pick up the kids, I won't feel that I've earned the ability to close the computer and turn off the phone, because I'll know that I did a half-assed job all day. So I'll just continue to do a half-assed job of all those things for the rest of the day. So it is definitely a mental break to focus just on one thing, but it requires a lot of discipline to be able to turn off your mind to those other things. So that's where I think you kind of channel your inner Dorian Yates, and you say, I'm gonna be mentally strong. And what I love about being mentally strong, guys, is that's a decision. That is not something you have to, yes, you can build it over time, but you can just decide today, hey, be mentally strong about this. I'm not gonna check my phone while I'm working out. I'm not gonna check my phone while I'm with my kids. I'm not gonna fuck around on social activities when I'm supposed to be working, right? So I'm not gonna be working on stuff for work, but then scrolling through Facebook and Instagram or pictures of my kids or anything. Like, be all in on work when it's time to work. Be all in on kids and family when it's time for kids and family. Be all in on training when it's time to train. And I would even apply that to nutrition, right? So here's where, you know, people get into trouble when they don't have clear guidelines. So yes, none of us need to be so strict that we are following some kind of competitive bodybuilder protocol, but if we're so loose and do whatever we want, we won't get anywhere, right? Because we need some structure. So let's take the all-in philosophy. When you are on clean eating meal or days or however that's structured, be all in, like nail it 100%. And then when it's time to have your, loosened up rules meal, so whether that's a cheat meal or whether that's weekends or whatever your rules are, I don't even care, then have your cheat and be all in. But like, don't, when you don't follow those and you kind of mix them all together, you have a little bit of a cheat at this one meal, then you don't feel like you earned your cheat when it's time for the cheat. But then you have another half cheat somewhere because you feel like, well, you at least you earned that because you never had your real cheat. It's bullshit. It's a mess. So be all in. Is it time to be strict? Good. Is it time to go off? Good. And go off really well. Or be strict really well. When it's time to train, train really fucking hard. When it's not time to train, don't think about lifting. Don't think about working out. Don't do a half-assed workout because you had a shitty workout yesterday. Like, be all in at whatever the activity you're doing. I've just found that works for me on so many levels, and I feel like if you are, again, with the exception of trying to be the best in the absolute world and compete in the Olympics at something, it's a much more balanced approach to being successful in several areas at once. It'll keep you mentally sane and allow you to really be effective and successful at a couple different things at once. Have a great day, you guys.